right away when we started playing, it made sense to me. It feels very natural to me to work in this environment. The only thing I was concerned about was sticking out, but that just worked out too.
Expected and standard aren't in the vocabulary of the Bad Plus, so the trio that's challenged the line between jazz and pop for years now adds a new sound to their arsenal. The voice you just heard, Wendy Lewis. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. They may be a jazz trio that covers rock tunes, but the Bad Plus makes it quickly clear this is much more than mixing power chords and swing. Reed Anderson, Ethan Iverson, and David King instead dismantle the songs, building them back up with the original energy, but a different musical language. Over the years, songs from Black Sabbath to Tears for Fears have all gotten the Bad Plus treatment, mixed in with the band's own original compositions. And rather than fall into any sort of rut, the guys enlisted singer Wendy Lewis, a veteran of the Minneapolis rock scene, to join in on the new album, For All I Care. So host Darren DeVivo welcomed the Bad Plus quartet for a recent visit to FUV, and he asked the band about making this surprising decision.
You know, we were talking about collaborating with someone, and the idea of a vocalist kind of just appeared. I don't know, it was a very organic decision that just seemed very clear to all of us that that was the thing to do, kind of based on what we've already done, you know, having this dialogue with contemporary popular music, just to kind of take it to that next level with a singer.
It became clear with just discussing it that maybe the best move was to work with a vocalist because, you know, you could see maybe us maybe working with our favorite saxophone player or guitar player, but we really kind of felt like we needed to make a bigger leap than that. And it feels natural to, you know, want to take kind of a jazz trio and maybe accompany a singer, but then our idea was to not be necessarily accompanying a singer, but more like adding a vocal as an instrument to the group and kind of doing it in a way that we were, you know, up in her grill, as it were, instead of us supporting her. You know, so everyone was really into the idea right away, and Wendy was the perfect choice, clearly.
Long distance run around, long time waiting to feel sound. I still
Does it change the way the three of you as the non-vocalist musicians thought and did the songs? Or did you approach the tunes the same way? It was just now vocals in the mix.
Well, yeah, I think the idea is to always make it sound like the Bad Plus. You know, that's the reason to do any cover song for us in a way is to, you know, make sure that there's some new concept about the piece of music, you know, that's our own statement. And so, you know, when you add a vocal, it's the same considerations apply. I will say that, you know, there's some tunes that we talked about for years that we couldn't really figure out how to play as a trio, but then when we added Wendy, we could do them. So that was really great.
I'm so happy 'cause today I found my friends. They're in my head. I'm so ugly. That's okay, 'cause so are you. We broke our mirrors. Sunday morning is every day. For all I care, but I'm not scared. Light my candle.
The Bad Plus and Wendy Lewis and a live version of the Nirvana tune, Lithium. Hear the complete studio session and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.